or say this expression, if you were telling about somebody about a boy who had done something, like broken a window with a baseball, you might say, well, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
Or say if you had to lift a pretty heavy weight up on the top of a house, you might use a block and tackle, something like that.
Yeah.
What would you call yourself doing when you get that, getting that thing up to the top?
Hoisting it up.
Hoisting it up. If you saw somebody in the morning, say about 10, how would you greet him? You'd say,
good morning.
What would be the latest in the day you would say that?
Well, just full moon.
What about the part of the day that comes after the morning? You call that?
Evening. Good evening.
And after that?
After. Good night.
Good night. Mm-hmm. What about your, the different meals that you eat? You call those?
Breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Say if a man starts to work on a farm before daylight, you say that he began to work before?
Daybreak.
Or he began to work before sun?
Before the sun came up.
Or he might say something like, well, we were a little late this morning because when we got to the field, the sun had already
risen. Was already up.
If somebody was had come to see you on Sunday, before this past Sunday, you'd say that he came
Sunday before last.
And if he's coming to see you on Sunday after this one, he's coming
Sunday after next.
And if you wanted to know what time of day it was, you'd ask somebody,
what time is it?
And he'd say, well, just let me look at my
watch.
And if it were, say, midway between 7 and 8, you'd say that it was
half, 7:30, or half an hour before 8. A railroad man would say it's 30 minutes too late.
That's it. Well, say if it were 15 minutes later, than half past 10, you'd say that it was
15 minutes to 11, 10:45.
Say if 1976 was last year, then 1977 is
this year.
And these things, that these white puffy things that you see in the sky, you call those
thunderclouds, the clouds, thunderheads, I believe they've been called.
And if you look up in the sky and there aren't any clouds around, you might, and the sun's shining, you might say, well, looks like we're going to have a
clear day.
But if it's not like that, maybe if the clouds are dark, and all, you say, well, looks like it's going to be
a dreary day, a rainy day.
What would, you know, if the clouds are getting thicker and all, and you figure you're going to have some rain, you'd say that the weather's
changing.
Or if the clouds begin to pull off, you say that it's beginning to
break off.
What would you call a very heavy rainfall, maybe an inch or two in just an hour? You'd say you had a
downpour.
I've heard people call that a gully washer.
Yeah, a gully washer, flash flood.
I had one the other day that I'd never heard before. A fellow in Prescott I was talking to said that people around there call it a Noah. You know, for Noah and the flood. Except I think he pronounced it Noah or something like that. Have you ever heard anybody around here say that?
No.
Or